officers, welcome to the morning disaster. It is I, Little Lloyd, and now we shall begin.
Well, hello. How you guys doing? It is the morning disaster. I'm Ray Lytle, along with the one and only Nikki, who's back from her doctor visit. Hello, Nikki. Hello. What is she doing? Nikki. You guys do hear that, right? I'm not going crazy. She's moving around. Obviously, I don't think she has her headphones up. But I hear her moving around. Hello, Nikki. Oh, it's gonna be one of those shows.
I'm having technical difficulties.
Really? Really? You're having technical difficulties? Hello. Oh, what?
There you are.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Oh, great. Thank God. I was hoping that wasn't going to be a... You don't know how much I was praying silently that was going to be a short-term problem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. How you doing?
I'm here.
What time did you get up?
About an hour ago.
Well, you should be waving. You're still sort of affected?
Well, let's not get into it, but...
It's been an hour.
I know.
I got up today at 7:30. Yeah. 7:30.
I think that's probably what time I got up the first time.
Yeah. Oh, the first time. Oh. Yeah, I do. I tell you, I've been on this kick lately where I'm getting up earlier, you know. And I'm getting up at 7. It doesn't matter what time I go to bed. I'm waking up at 7:30. And I got to tell you, I know it's crazy. I feel so much better. You know? Because I'm forcing myself to get up every day earlier. And I just feel more... I don't know. I just feel more with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm...
I'm not having a with it morning.
Oh, you're not with it today?
No.
Why aren't you with it?
I'm walking separately.
You're walking... What?
I'm not with it. I'm walking separately.
I wonder what's up with you? You must have gotten up and left the house because you're on computer today.
Yes, I am.
Look at you.
Do I sound any better?
Yeah, of course you sound better, yeah, but...
Well, it's a different headset.
No, you sound great.
I'm actually listening to you through my ears.
Well, that's how we listen.
Well, instead of speakers.
Are you unwrapping... What are you doing with... What is that noise?
Sugar-free pudding pop.
Oh, Nikki.
Sugar-free!
Yeah. You should... Good Lord, a lot of paper on that freaking thing.
Well, it's...
There's a lot of paper. What the hell are you unwrapping?
That's sugar-free pudding pop.
Good Lord. Yeah, are you eating better since the new year or something?
Uh-oh.
Oh, you're not? Oh. Mm. Because I wondered how you were feeling.
Barely.
I've been...
Because I don't feel good at all.
I went nuts over the holidays, right? So, at the new year, I decided, okay, listen, I got to get back to, I just got to, you know.
Yeah.
Get back to eating better. But my stomach, oh my God.
That's just bothering me too.
Oh, my stomach. It has given me the, my God, it's given me a rough time.
Sliding in the first.
Yeah.
Feel a little burst.
It's not quite diarrhea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm sitting down and just, I can't even make the sound, where it's just water coming. There's none of that.
Right.
But it's just loose. It's real, very loose, you know.
Everybody just put down their spoons for the
I know,
cereal.
And I'm so sorry that you guys are starting out the show with poop talk, but... Nikki, I can't remember the last time I ate corn, okay?
Like, really?
I can't remember. Like, I've been, well, because I just haven't been, the only vegetable I've eaten is green beets. Since the new year. Okay.
Uh-huh.
There was, after Christmas, there's a time that my wife made, like these chicken strips.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, we had corn and a little bit of mashed potatoes and a little bit of, well, there was a lot, but I only ate a little bit. But there was corn and mashed potatoes with it. So I had a little corn there, all
right? Right.
But that was a while ago. I mean, little after Christmas. See, I mean, that was a, it really was a long time ago. It's like, you know.
Today's the 10th.
Yeah, 15 days or whatever. So I was on the toilet yesterday. Okay, and then, I mean, I hate to be gross, but I was I was on the toilet, and I'm letting loose, you know, my my loose stool, and there was a corn in there, and I don't know what the hell made me look in the toilet. I can't even explain what made
me
look.
I always do.
Yeah, I never do.
Kind of make sure everything's okay.
No, I just, I mean, I probably should have, but I never did. And I looked in the toilet and I was like, what in the hell is that?
It's a slow digestive system.
And I look and I go, that's a friggin', that's corn. And I go, when have I even eaten corn? And I mean, this, it was like a 15-day-old piece of corn. I'm guessing. I mean, I'm guessing. I don't. I mean, I have not had corn in quite a while. And yesterday in the toilet, there was corn.
Maybe it's a slow digestive thing.
My God! I mean, well, obviously there's some kind of slow digestion. I mean, I'm so fat, but I didn't think it was that slow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was brutal. It really was. I mean, it really was. There's something wrong with me. I'm convinced of something very wrong.
God knows what else is up there.
Right? I mean, what the hell do we... What is up my ass? I'm wondering. I mean, is there some candy from October floating around in there? I mean,
some furry animals?
What's going on? Well, I haven't eaten any furry animals. I do know the only way anything got it up my ass is from my eating it.
Some spiders, cobwebs.
I don't know what the hell. I just don't know what's up there. I'm a little concerned. I mean, I am concerned, though, because that should have been something. I mean, how long should a piece of corn stay in your system?
I don't know.
2 days?
I have
maybe?
No clue. Are you drinking your water?
Oh, yeah. I drink a ton of water. You want to know how much I go to the bathroom every day? It is disturbing.
Oh, that's so annoying in the beginning.
It is disturbing. How? Like, every day I wake up, well, I wake up by having to go to the bathroom, you know. And then, by the way, I just got the best message. I got the message from Al saying, are you really talking about shit while Nikki is eating a pudding pop? Listen, I am, but I'll tell you what. You want to know what's worse? Is Nikki? It doesn't even matter. Yeah. She's still eating the pudding pop. I can guarantee you that.
My second one's coming up shortly.
Yeah, my talking about shit is not affecting her pudding poppy. I would not be that.
Women talk
rude.
About it all the time.
I mean, it was unsettling.
Right.
I have to pee when I wake up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I pee again in like an hour and a half, you know.
Yeah.
And then like every hour and a half after that.
Uh-huh.
It's unbelievable how much I'm going to the bathroom. How much I'm peeing. But I'm actually eating.
Flush it all out.
I decided I'm going to do a...
cleanse.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to do those things, but I am sort of doing a cleanse.
You feel so much better after.
Yeah, but it is 2 weeks of hell.
Ooh, a two-week one.
Yeah, it really is.
I've just done like a 24-hour, 48-hour one.
Oh, yeah. If anybody's ever done it, it is hellacious.
You got to get all that stuff out. It's toxic.
Yeah, and I'm eating no carbs. I mean,
good.
Don't get me wrong. No, I am having some.
That hard.
Yeah, I am having some green beans.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even care what the meat is that I'm eating.
Is it right? Is it the Atkins style?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, just very low carbs.
It's just a cleanse to get me going, because I'm going really hard again. And it's like I just eat a piece of meat.
Yeah.
With either it's just meat or meat with like a little bit of green beans or.
Yeah. I've done that before eggs. And I lost 40 pounds quick.
And I just don't, I'm eating zero. There's no carbohydrets in my diet. But, just the headaches and the when you go through a cleanse, it really is.
Yeah.
Thin people don't understand this, but for fat people,
Yeah.
It's really unsettling. I mean, you feel it. So I'm going through that now. But I'm not even craving anything.
Right. You're getting enough protein.
Yeah, and there's not triggers. And triggers for me are watching things on TV and stuff like that. But.
Have they got you on vitamins and stuff yet?
No, not yet. No, I'll get all in that stuff. Yeah. So I am going through that. So forgive me if I do seem a little out of sorts, but I feel great. I really. Oh, good Lord. Obviously, I'm better than you, but.
Yeah.
What doctor did you go to yesterday?
Pulmonary.
What do you do? Stick a. Did he sit anything in the? Did he get in there and stick anything, or how did you?
No, he looked up my nose and down my throat and said I was phlegmy.
Oh, we gotta clean that out. Hold on. So he said you were phlegmy.
Yeah.
Is he having something to suck that out or anything? Or
no, he prescribed something for my nose, sinuses.
Oh yeah. Some type of antihistamine or something?
Something like that. Singular.
Oh, yeah. Singular is for lungs. And yeah. My wife has used that. I'm sitting in an office right now that reeks of...
dog farts?
Kitty litter.
Oh.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you.
It's changed.
It is disgusting. I mean, oh my God, like right before I came in the office, my cat came and did their
dumped
business.
Dumped one and didn't cover it.
Oh my God, I don't know when the last time this litter was changed in the office was.
Yeah.
And I should know because I should do it myself, I shouldn't just rely on my wife, but.
Poor kitty.
Oh my God, I got to tell you, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, man. It's reeking. In this office. And I said, all right, I'll just get used to it and blah, blah, blah.
No, it lingers.
Yeah, I noticed it right before. I mean, right before I came into the office, I noticed it.
You should take your foot and scoot it out the door.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't. It's too far. But to let you know, even, it stinks. Even far away.
Yeah. I know.
Because
I have a cat.
The kitty litter is in a, and this is top-notch kitty litter, too. I mean, this shouldn't stink.
That's the stuff I use.
It is in the closet. All right?
Well, that's because it's, like, enveloping smog of
No, the
smell.
Closet, the closet door's open, but it's in the closet. It's
it
just,
lingers.
It's away from me. And
yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, the smell is so intense.
Yeah, I used to have to do that.
Woo! Yeah, so I'm going to...
Now she's in my bathroom, so...
Oh, it's so disgusting. These cats are...
Every time I go, she thinks she has to go.
And, the thing is, in order to clear it out, okay, this is what gets me. Like, in order to clear out the kitty litter, there's a process. You got your scoops.
I just dump it.
You got your scoop. You got all these different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what it does, my wife takes garbage bags, okay? Mm-hmm. And she scoops it out into the garbage bag, or she dumps it into the garbage bag and then puts new kitty litter in, you know. Mm-hmm. Which sounds like a pretty good process.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
So I'm in the office, and I'm looking, and I see a box of new kitty litter up against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
The scoop is right next to it.
And hasn't been scooped.
The bucket is right next to it. Okay. No, but here's the thing. Where's the freaking garbage bag?
I don't know.
Where is the... I mean, put a garbage bag in here.
Maybe it's in the box of garbage bags.
Yeah, but it's all the way across the house.
Well, go get some.
Okay, now listen. I know before people start thinking I'm lazy, and I am. But why is it just not in... There should be some empty garbage bags in here.
She probably used the last one and just hasn't brought the new one in.
No, no, I'm telling you, they've never been in here. They're not in here.
Maybe she grabs one out of the box and walks in
exactly.
And does it.
But if you want me to do stuff, okay?
Oh, right. Come on.
No, put the fucking garbage bag in the office. Why can't the garbage bag be in here?
Really?
Yes. Really. Put the garbage bag. Is it because you're afraid of the decor? Because you got a kitty litter box and scoop and everything else up against the damn wall. Why can't you have a garbage bag in here?
Maybe the cat will chew on the garbage
bag. No. The cat
does.
The cat does not chew on the garbage bag.
Mine does.
No, there's no reason. There's just no reason not to put empty garbage bags in the studio.
Well, tell her next time you want your own box of bags.
Oh, I'm not having that conversation. There's no way I'm not. Because then I'll get attacked.
Oh, Lord.
You know?
You will not get attacked.
Why don't you get your own fucking garbage bag? I can see
that's what I'm thinking right now.
I can see the attack coming. But I know I can't. I know I could get my own garbage bag. That's not the point. The point is you have all these other supplies out. Why can't you just put some garbage bags out, too? You know what I mean? Put them out. I'll scoop
I'm
it.
I'm not feeling for you.
I will scoop it every day. Just put the freaking garbage bag in here.
I'm not feeling for you. Sorry.
So I don't have to walk all the way around the house to get a garbage bag, then come all the way back.
It's a little bit of exercise. It's good for you.
Yeah, but, you know, I got these knees that are horrible.
I know, but you still got to work them.
Oh, and I got to go into the cupboard, and I got to bend down to the bottom shelf. Why can't we keep the goddamn garbage bags in a, you know?
Mine's on the bottom shelf under the sink.
And then mine's in the cupboard, okay? Right next to all the snack foods, okay?
Do you get the scented kind?
We got all the snack foods.
I know, but do you have the scented?
Oh, the garbage bags?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea.
Mine are lavender vanilla.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what they are, but here's what I know. Now I'm going to have to get, and I know this sounds particular, and oh my God, what a lazy ass, blah, blah, blah. But it really isn't. Okay, the garbage bags, I'm going to tell you what, I'll tell you right now. The garbage bags are right in the same cupboard, down in the bottom, underneath all the potato chip bags, and there's just not one fucking bag of potato chips in this house.
No.
There's
three people living there.
Yeah. There's regular chips. There's Doritos. There's crackers. There's crunchy chips. There's ruffled chips.
Uh-huh.
There's some kind of cheese chips. There's sour cream and onion chips.
Well, there's a variety.
There's 15 bags of chips in that cupboard. I guarantee you. There's
How
taco
many are fresh?
Chips. I don't, they seem to be pretty fresh. They've all got like clips and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
There's also snack cakes in there of different
Little
varieties.
Debbie's.
Yes.
I like the new chocolate ones with the white icing.
I don't want to hear about them.
The cookies and cream ones.
I don't want to hear about them. I've got snack cakes in there. I've got brownies in there. I've got all the cereal is in there. I've got.
Hell,
basically,
I'm going to your house.
Basically, all the shit I can't eat is in proximity to the garbage bags. So this is more than just me complaining about, you know, having to get up. This is
you don't want to be enticed.
Yes, I'm going to have to get up. This is what's going to have to happen. I think you guys think I'm crazy, but it really is troubling, man. It bugs me. Because I just want that shit out of my sight. And I have a kid who has to have that stuff. Mm-hmm. By the way, I think she has, like, two bites of it
and she's done?
Yes, I think we're spoiling her. I think my wife should say, no, we're not getting that stuff. But my wife can't say no.
Mm-hmm.
Except to me. I'm saying that, you know, don't buy that shit. I can't be around it. And if we are going to have it in the house, because I'm at home. I work at home. I'm always home. If it was up to me, I'd never leave the house.
Right.
So why does it have to be filled with all this crap? So in order to make the kitty litter box stop stinking, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get up, which isn't a problem. I'm going to have to walk to the kitchen, which somewhat a problem, but I wish I'd have to do it once, like to take the, you know, to take the stuff over there. But I'm going to have to get up, walk into the kitchen, go past all the goodies in the cupboard.
Sounds like lots of good.
Yeah, it is. I'm serious. It is. There's so much stuff in there. And I don't know. It's because I haven't looked at it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My wife and daughter have no fucking idea how hard it is for me to look at anything edible mm-hmm. and not eat it.
Right.
They have no clue. And they don't respect. They don't even pretend to respect how hard it is to be on a diet.
Well, there's probably going to be some family counseling going on when you go for your gastric bypass where they're going to get the talking to.
They leave shit out on the table right in plain sight.
Because it's not just your journey. It's a family journey.
Well, they want to kill me. I'm convinced they want to they want to kill me.
Right.
They want my death. I am convinced that my wife and daughter now just want me out of their lives. They really did. They're just like, you know what? We've done our time. We're sick of him being around. Let's just get rid of him. And let's let mom go find a better looking second husband. It's time.
Oh, God.
No, I'm convinced that that's what they want. I really am.
No.
I'm starting to plan my life alone. I really am. I'm starting to plan where I could have my own cupboard in my own house with no fucking snack cakes in it. No potato chips. Oh, my God. And I'm going to have garbage
bags. Garbage bag in your office.
I'll have a garbage bag right next to the goddamn kitty litter. I'm in a mood. I really am. It makes me furious.
It's like me when I first started the show.
There's no regard. There is no regard.
Absolutely.
For my well-being. Like the other day, the other day we were having a snack to watch the show Sherlock, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so my wife says, you want something to eat? She goes, I'll take a little bit of meat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I'll take some shredded meat, and I'll heat it up on a plate. I said, oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
She delivers the shredded meat. It's got a little bit. Then there's cheese all over it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then she takes a bowl full of taco chips.
Oh, no.
And delivers it to me. Like, just get, and I'm like, what are you doing? She says, oh, I got you some taco chips. I'm like, no, I can't fucking have these. And I pick up the bowl and I put them over on her plate. And I put them over, you know, on her table. I'm like, I said, I can't, I'm trying to, I don't want to say the words, don't you understand? You know, I'm trying not to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, I don't want to eat these, you know. That's how I said it. But what I was thinking in my head was, you can't put a fucking bowl of taco chips in front of me.
Right.
When I'm trying to lose weight.
Right.
Because you're making it so much harder.
Right.
They just don't understand. I'm convinced. Well, I think they do understand. I think they do understand, and they just want me to die.
No.
Yeah, I'm convinced of it.
They want you to be happy.
We want Ray to die, so we're just going to make it easier for him to eat poorly.
No. They just want you to be happy.
And my wife
said, he might enjoy these.
My wife's been wonderful. Like, I can't eat. I try not to eat. My wife goes, but she'll come home and she'll make me eggs every day. And it's been wonderful. It really has been.
Yeah.
Really has been. And do you want toast? Do you want to? It's like, no, just don't. It's like, just don't.
Have you apprised her of what you can and can't eat?
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
So then she doesn't have a clue. So how is it her fault?
I'm not having the conversation. I don't want to get into a fight.
Today, what you
I
should do
I need to make sure she does not listen to this show. That's how sensitive it is.
You know she listens.
Well, and this is the thing. This is not about her. Okay? Yeah. God forbid she's listening. I just want to say.
It's about your self-control.
Yeah, it's not about her. It's not about my daughter. They're great people, and they love me. All right?
Right.
The love my wife has for me is why she wants to do these wonderful things for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I weighed 160 pounds,
yeah,
it would be wonderful that she does these things for me.
Right.
But I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fat ass.
But she wants you to be happy.
Yeah, but I'm a big fat ass. I'm telling you,
what you need to do is today type up like a little spreadsheet of the foods you can eat, foods that are maybe okay, and stuff that is off limits. And for you to remember when you're going into the kitchen and for them to be apprised of, put it on the refrigerator.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't do that. There's Why? No way. Because I just can't. Because you cannot imagine the arguments that would cause.
Why?
Because my daughter likes these things.
So she can eat it, but you can't. It's telling them subtly.
Yeah. It's basically
me keeping in mind
what I need to do
is I can't eat. And if I put it on the refrigerator, it reminds me.
I need to have the balls to say, get this fucking food out of the house. Just get it away from me.
Right.
And the other thing is, if my daughter was some big fat girl, you know, just going around eating everything, that's mm-hmm. one thing. But it's not. Mm-hmm. She doesn't, like, for her,
mm-hmm.
she'll take, like, chips and she'll put, like, a handful of them in a bowl. And that's fine. That's all she wants. Okay, but for her, that's, like, five chips.
Right. And so, some of us are known to eat the whole bag.
Yes, some of the people, as in me...
I do it.
One handful is not an... Are you kidding? Not a bag. A handful to me is a bag.
I do that with Cheetos, and I do that with the Chester cheese popcorn.
I can't be trusted. I really can't. I'm not...
And I can't stop myself.
I'm weak.
That's why I try not to buy it.
I know I'm weak. And I'm just trying to stay away from it, you know?
Yeah.
I really am. I'm just trying to stay the hell away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just want them to understand it, you know?
Well, then you've got to explain it to them. Otherwise, they're not going to.
Oh, no, we're not doing that. I just want them to make it...
Then this conversation is null and void.
I just want them to make it harder for me to cheat on my diet, you know?
Right.
I have not cheated on my diet.
You want a family effort to help you.
I just don't even want it to come up. I just don't even want it to be an issue, you know?
But you've got to learn to talk about food.
I can't.
You're going to have to learn
No, because it everything's an argument.
I'm convinced.
They want me dead.
No.
I'm totally convinced 100% that my family has decided that I think they had a secret family meeting without me where they said, okay, listen, we got to get rid of Dad. He's not working. He's just laying around the house. He's more of a nuisance.
Right.
And I really,
that's what you're feeling.
I really
that's not
think
what they're feeling.
I really think they're just trying to kill me.
I think you have entered into some kind of psychosis.
Let's just let's kill him off. Let's kill him off.
Of paranoia.
Yeah. Because there's absolutely nothing, there's nothing that they do that leads me to believe that they would be happier with me weighing less.
Right.
Which, on the surface, it does, it's super nice. It's a wonderful life I've led.
They like you the way you are.
Okay, but I can't be.
But you can't be.
Right. Well, I can't, I just can't. I can't do that.
Mm-mm. And I'm very proud of you for taking the step forward and doing something about it.
And I've never even noticed it before, but now I notice it. And it's a problem. Of course, I'm blaming other people.
Yes, you are.
But, I mean, seriously, they've got to make an effort. I mean, there has to be. Don't you think the rest of the family has to make some type of effort?
Not until you tell them what that effort is.
Okay, but me eating better, all right? Mm-hmm. Me eating better, and I know they're like, well, they're, when you're eating bad, you want blah, blah, blah. Eating bad is not an option.
Right.
It really is. For me, it really isn't. For me, eating bad means dying.
Right.
I can't mess around anymore.
Mm-mm.
I can't mess around and take this lightly.
Right.
There is no, oh, I'll just eat for today. None of that shit exists.
Mm-mm.
I've got to go through this for the rest of my life, whatever my existence is on this earth. I've got to eat better.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, eating better does not include all the shit that is in my cabinets right next to the garbage bags. So here's the thing. If I want to clean out my kitty litter box, all right?
Clean out the closet, too.
Because I'm losing some weight, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I should want to clean out the litter box. And I do. I want to clean it out today.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to clean it out, here's the whole start of this conversation. In order to clean it out, that means I'm going to have to open the cabinet of goodness. All right?
It's not goodness. Think of it as badness.
I'm going to have to open up that cabinet and go past all that shit just to find a garbage bag.
Well, think in your mind, this is not my stuff. This belongs to them.
And I'm telling you, it's too fucking hard. And anybody who knows, this is 100%, I'm shooting serious here. Anybody who knows a fat person, it's too hard to have to look at the shit every day that I can't eat.
Right.
Every morning I wake up, I want sugary, delicious, good cereal.
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat that stuff. All throughout the day, I'd love to have a bowl of chips or cookies mm-hmm. or snack cakes. I can't eat that shit. Now, if I was living in a house where none of that shit was around, it wouldn't be an option.
Right.
So all day long, okay, all day long, I fight with myself
mm-hmm.
where I'm saying, don't get up and go to that cabinet and find yourself food and eat it. Don't do that. You have two eggs that you're going to have. You have blah, blah. I know the food I can have, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know all the bad shit, and I know where it is.
And it's convenient, and it's not, it's already ready for you, and.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just reach in the bag, boom, you're ready to eat. There's no preparation. It's right there waiting for you. So, and I'm not even saying don't eat it, because you know, that's not right. My daughter's growing up. It's nice for her to have the food that she can eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, don't make it harder for me.
Right.
Don't make it a task for me to...
What would you want them to do instead?
Here's the thing. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Here's what I want to know is they're so sweet and wonderful. They just got all that shit out of the house. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm a realist enough to realize that my daughter's still going to eat the stuff. She's still going to eat some bad stuff. Just don't do it in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Which my daughter's very good. She doesn't come eat in front of me, you know.
Right.
Don't do it in front of me. And you know what? What I'm asking is, can we please just, if it's in the cabinet, then I guess that's fine. If I want to be truly honest, I don't want it in the cabinet.
Right.
I don't want the shit in the house.
Right.
But even if it is in the house, then I want it in the cabinet, and I just want zero reasons to ever go in the cabinet.
Right.
I don't want to go in there and see everything.
Mm-hmm.
And have to continue on with struggling with not eating, especially during this 2-week cleanse thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then even after this cleanse thing's over, I'm not, when I move to some carbohydrates, it's going to be like not the best tasting carbohydrate. I don't ever want to eat a snack cake, you know?
Right.
I just don't ever want cookies. I don't want like some packaged cookies. I just don't want that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't want it around.
I think you'll find that the longer that you're eating healthy, the less you're going to crave that stuff.
Yeah. But in the beginning, there's going to be some cravings.
Yeah.
And I can't be fighting urges just to go get a fucking bag, you know? So put the bag out in the... Put the bags out in the office so I can get up and change the kitty litter without needing to go to a cabinet that's filled with a bunch of temptation. Because it's not just the cabinet. It's not just that initial thing. It's the spending the rest of the fucking day fighting with myself. Saying you can't go grab this or that. You can't go eat that. You can't go eat, because then my whole day becomes worrying about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that to happen. I don't want to go open that cabinet and see all that shit. And nobody cares. There's a lot of misery involved in being a fat person. The way society, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you, there's no families where everybody's fat, you know.
Yeah.
There's always one skinny person.
No.
There's always a skinny person in the mix.
No, no.
Yeah, or there's a little kid that's in good shape. There's always that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think when you eat as a family, it usually reflects the family and what they're eating.
But I'm telling you, the bottom line is my wife and daughter, they don't care.
I'm sure they care. They're just unaware.
They want me to die.
They do not want you to die. Right?
I am convinced. There's a part of me that is convinced they want me gone. They really want me gone. Maybe I think that's subconsciously why I'm dieting and why I'm doing this. Because I want to be in enough shape to where when they don't kill me and they just become exacerbated, you know, they've given up.
Oh.
And finally I get divorced and my daughter doesn't want it, whatever. Then I'm going to have to live on my own.
Mm-hmm.
where I can have a cabinet that isn't filled with temptation. But I'm going to have to live on my own.
What are those things called? The little casita outside?
I'm
the backyard.
Yeah.
You can live in by yourself.
They're going to make me live there. I think they want me dead. But eventually, when they don't kill me, they're just going to kick me out. They're going to say, we don't want you around. My wife wants to date another person. I'm convinced of it. Mm-mm. She just doesn't care. She wants to go be with someone else. She wants to, you know. My daughter doesn't like me much. I honestly feel she won't like you again
until she's about 22. Yeah,
I honestly feel they just want me out of the house. Go away. Just go away.
Oh my.
So, you know, and so subconsciously I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to have to be a single guy again. So I better get in some kind of shape, you know? So that's probably helping with the diet.
Oh,
and convincing
Lord.
Myself I'm going to need it. But my God, ridiculous. It is, Nikki, I cannot tell you how hard it is every day.
I know what it is.
To go through. Yeah, but you're a single person.
You don't have a cabinet
filled with bad shit.
I go buy it so that I don't have to cook for myself.
Yeah, but just don't buy the bad shit.
But it's easy.
Oh, you see, now that's where we're different. Because if I had to shop every day, mm-hmm. I wouldn't buy the bad shit.
And then when I do buy nothing but good stuff, I don't want to fix it and it goes bad.
Well, if there's nothing else in the house, you've got no choice.
Then I'll go to McDonald's.
Yeah, no. I tell you what. I would say if I was going to the store every day, and then people are going to go, why don't you go to the store every day? It's not even an issue. Just mm-hmm. don't even bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because my stupid knees, I can't. I would go. Here's where my wife and I are different. If I was a single guy, I'd do what I used to do. I'd go to the store once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Once a week, I'd go to the store and I'd just buy shit. And I'd put it in the fridge and the freezer and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it.
I've tried it.
And that's it. And if it, you know what? And if I run out of something, well, then tough. I got water to drink. I got, you know. My wife goes to the store every single day. Mm. I'm telling you. If it was me by myself, I know my laziness. Of course, I'd probably start losing weight. Then I would get unlazy and
yeah,
it would all start another. But I'd like to think that if it was me, I would just go to the store and I'd just get like whatever kind of urgent things I need. And that's it. And it would not include any bad shit. You know, like I would know I can't eat this and this and this and this and this. You know, I just can't do it. I didn't want to go off on that rant. I had a bunch of other things I wanted to do.
My goodness. God, Lord, I hope you feel better.
Well, I mean.
Gotta be cathartic. Gotta get that out.
Well, I know. I was. I don't know. I'm just going crazy, you know?
You need to get out of the house. Go somewhere. Do something.
Yeah. I don't know. But I got to get in better shape this time. I really do.
Yep. Me too. This is the year of transformation for me.
Because I don't want...
It's not starting out good.
You've been eating bad, huh?
Yeah. And then I got a flu shot yesterday, so I felt like sick all the last 24 hours.
I did not get a flu shot this year.
I thought I was going to get away with not getting one, but right before I left the appointment, he's like, have you had your flu shot yet?
I'll tell you something.
I was like, no.
I'm going to say something. You might not agree with it, but I haven't been sick. I mean, I haven't had a flu shot, but I haven't been sick all year.
I get really sick every year.
I mean, I think I had, well, no, I haven't been, when's the last time? I can't even remember the last time. I mean, I went through a little stretch where I was ill, you know, where I caught something.
I had pneumonia earlier this year.
Yeah, well, you've got lung problems. You got to watch that stuff. But, yeah, I tell you, I, I haven't had a flu shot, and I haven't been sick.
You're lucky.
And I'm hoping it stays that way. I don't want to get sick. I hope I'm not jinxing
myself. You did get real sick last winter.
Yeah, last year I did. Mm-hmm. No, last year I got really sick. See, I haven't had it. Now, maybe it's still coming.
Yeah.
But I've really, listen, this year I paid attention to washing my hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thing I do. Constantly washing my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I watch where I'm putting my hands. I'm not putting my hands in my mouth. And I'm not, you know what I mean?
Right.
I've really paid attention to that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I'm just not experiencing bad things.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been sick yet. And my wife, I think my wife's got something now. She got something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think she caught something at work.
All them germy people.
Yeah.
And then I got to go back in like 2 weeks and get a pneumonia shot.
Oh, geez. They have a shot for that?
Oh, yeah. It's good for 2 years.
Hmm. So they give you... So basically, they're giving you a little bit of pneumonia.
I don't know how it works. Right. They just
shoot
me in the arm.
Let's work up her antibodies against pneumonia. Let's give her some pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting story. They make a board game version of Family Feud. Are you familiar with it?
No.
Yeah, they have.
That sounds fun, though.
Yeah, there's a board game version of Family Feud.
Uh-huh.
Where they have the, they have the different answers and you ask a question, blah, 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 blah. That caused a very bad evening.
Oh, no.
For a family in Stock Island, Florida.
Those games will do it.
A 42-year-old woman named Jernine. I can't imagine what.
Jernine.
Hello, this is Jernine. This is Jernine. Jernine Green. Jesus Christ.
Jernine Green.
This is Jernine Green. What can I do for you? So they were playing Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
And Jernine Green was playing Time to Play the Feud. With her family, including her daughter, Tia Parado.
Okay.
So while they were playing Family Feud, Jernine and her niece got into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you be telling me what 100 people survey said, you bitch.
What 100 people?
Yeah. Well,
who are they?
Yeah. Who are these 100? I don't know nothing about this shit. Where's Steve Harvey? I thought, yeah. I was going to buy this game and Steve Harvey going to be in it. Ain't no Steve Harvey here.
They like the Steve Harvey.
So they're playing the board game version of Family Feud, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she gets into a fight with her niece over one of the questions.
Uh-huh.
And then it makes Jernine accuse Tia. Well, I tell you something else. 2 weeks ago, bitch, I thought you stole $100 from me. Like, arguing about Family Feud made her start bringing up other things.
Uh-huh.
I know you took that $100, bitch. I know. And so they get into... So they start arguing really loudly, right?
Right.
Until Jernine was so enraged, she grabbed a screwdriver...
Oh, no.
And stabbed Tia in the ear.
Ow.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
She's trying to kill her, right? Why would you stab someone in the ear?
Because she's not listening to her.
Because it's time to play the feud.
And you're not listening to me, so I'm going to stab you
she
in the ear.
She stabbed her in the ear. She was arrested for felony aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Jernine.
wonder what Steve Harvey has to say about that one.
Yeah, I wish Steve Harvey was there.
He'd just be standing there with the blank face doing the blinking thing.
Steve Harvey would be like, oh, fuck this, I'm up out of here. Yeah. Time to play the view.
Yeah. Yep.
So they end up fighting and someone is stabbed. You know what? That's how it ends, by the way. Family Feud is filmed before a studio audience. What they end up doing is they play until someone stabs the other one.
Right.
And that's how you win.
Great.
Yeah.
I'd rather play Monopoly and just throw my stuff in the middle.
Yeah, than get into a fight that lasts years. A 55-year-old guy named Daniel Blackwell in Maryland got into a huge argument with his wife and daughter. A huge argument with his wife and daughter on Sunday night. All right? After he made himself a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, no.
He then put it on his plate and had to run to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
When he got back, someone had taken a bite.
Don't you touch my grilled cheese.
Of his sandwich.
You don't mess around with somebody's grilled cheese.
It was either his wife or his daughter. One of them took a bite out the sandwich. Maybe it was Steve Harvey. He was hiding in the cupboard. He was trapped.
He was hungry.
He was trapped in a box of Family Feud. Maybe it was Jernine. Was it Jernine? I get hungry when I play Family Feud. So, all right, he was so upset that they wouldn't admit to taking the bite.
Yeah.
That he went and grabbed one of his guns.
Oh, no.
Notice I say one of his guns.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably on welfare and they can't afford shit, but they got money to buy guns, you know.
Right.
So he goes and grabs one of his guns and fires it in the house. You tell me who took a bite out of the sandwich! You know, he's incensed over a sandwich. Dude, it's just a fucking sandwich. Get up and make another one. Who took a bite? You guys want this? I can make you one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's the solution, what you do, you know. Or don't eat the grilled cheese in the first place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's so upset, he goes and he grabs a gun. He ends up firing it in the house at them.
Mm-hmm.
So they got the hell out of the house. They called the cops. All right?
Yeah.
The guy was so furious. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what... I mean, this is a lot of outrage. He's so furious, he barricades himself inside the house.
Oh, Lord.
And then he had a 3-hour standoff with the cops where he was threatening to shoot everybody. Before finally he came to his senses and surrendered.
Yeah.
He's been charged with first and second degree murder, first and second degree assault, and reckless endangerment.
Well, that's nice.
Well, he's probably... He was
Does he get cheese sandwiches in prison?
He was a danger to himself. He was a danger to his wife and daughter.
Yeah. And to the cheese sandwich.
And to the cheese sandwich. Did he get to eat the cheese sandwich?
I don't know. It's probably cold by then.
I mean, this is a crazy story. I mean, good Lord. I can't imagine being this incensed over a cheese sandwich.
Mm.
I mean, offer to make some. And by the way, who took the bite? Like,
over some lasagna or something, you know.
Yeah, but not a cheese.
Not a cheese sandwich.
Do we know who took the bite?
I don't know.
I mean, this is crazy. When he went to jail, he'll never know who took the bite.
Somebody ate it.
21-year-old Thomas Pinson from St. Petersburg, Florida, was arrested Saturday. After he shoved his 47-year-old mother, Carmen, and she fell down and hit a kitchen chair.
Ouch.
When he was being processed into jail, police were cataloging his tattoos. Oh, so he's got more than one. Ugh. Another piece of trash with tattoos, by the way.
Oh, Lord.
They noticed he had one on his chest that was fresh.
Huh?
Of his mom's name. That says Carmen Pinson with a rose.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says on it. That's what it says on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
So he went from getting a tattoo
of his mama.
Of his mother the day before. To shoving her and beating her up. He was charged with domestic battery and, of course, put in jail. And hopefully, she'll... I was going to say she won't press charges, but I think the cops have pressed charges. Something's happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe she took a bite of his cheese sandwich.
So he left. How do we know?
Don't know. Maybe she ate the whole thing.
Maybe she ate a cheese sandwich, so he beat her up. So one minute he loves her so much, he's getting a tattoo with her name on it. And next thing you know, he's arrested.
These people. Lord.
I know.
And very well could have been the cheese sandwich. They were in the kitchen.
And last but not least, this is kind of a cool story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This guy and this girl, they've been married for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right? A guy in Suffolk, Virginia, named Scott Chafian, is giving his wife a very special 20th anniversary gift.
Oh my, what is it?
All right. Their anniversary was January 25th, so they're going to be celebrating their 20th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was diagnosed with polycystic kidney disease, where you develop cysts that cause your kidneys to shut down. So he went, this is really something. He went and got tested to see if he was a match for giving his wife a kidney. The wife did not even want him getting tested. You know, she's like, I don't want you to do this, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But he went and got tested, and he found out that his kidneys do match, that they are match.
Oh, wow.
So on January 24th, one day before their anniversary, he is giving his wife a kidney.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
Right? So for their 20th wedding anniversary,
he says, I want to be married 20 more.
He says, I'm going to give you a kidney to save your life.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's giving her a kidney. I mean, he's basically saving her life because she would have died.
Right.
And I look at the picture of her, and she's pretty fine. I mean, they got kids, you know. They're a good-looking couple. They look like they're in their 40s.
Yeah.
And she got big titties. Oh my God, look at them tits. She's got big titties. She's blonde. You know? They're. The couple looks like a really nice couple. Shit, I'd have given her the kidney 10 years ago. You know?
Right.
I mean, it'd be one thing if she, you know, she didn't hold up, but. Man, they're upper 40s, and she's holding up nice. And he's saving her life by giving her a kidney. I thought that was really, that was a really special gift, you know. It's a really special thing to give your wife a kidney to save her life on your anniversary.
Right.
Especially for me. I mean, I consider, I started the show by bitching about my family for 20 minutes. I mean, this guy's giving... He's giving his wife a kidney.
Yep.
Would you give a kidney to a loved one? Seriously.
If it was like my child or a parent.
A spouse?
Yeah.
You would, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would. I think that we...
You like your kidneys. You don't want to give them away, stingy.
I think she could find better, you know.
Right, but what if there wasn't any and it was down to the wire, and you matched?
I don't know. The cupboard might come up. I know. I might want to think about the cupboard.
Might want to do a cheese sandwich test.
Yeah, I might want to do that stuff. Before I give her one, I want to make sure she hasn't.
Lay out the cheese sandwich and go in the other room for some.
I would want to make sure that she hasn't cheated.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I would want to make sure that she hasn't, you know, she's not plotting with my daughter to kill me or anxiously awaiting my death. You know what I mean? I'd want to find all that stuff out first.
Yeah. Would you give one for your daughter if she needed it?
No, I would not.
Why not?
Because she can do better.
But what if, I said, if they couldn't find it and comes down to the last minute and you matched?
Oh, man, I don't know. I like my kidneys. I need both of them. It's so, like, what if I lose one? I need two. You know, I need a second one to live off of.
Ask for it back.
Could you imagine? By the way, of course, I'd give my wife or daughter.
I know.
There's no doubt about it.
Yes.
But could you imagine? Could you imagine telling the doctor?
No.
Yeah, but I've got two of them.
Yeah.
I know. I just want one to stay alive. Yeah, but what if something goes wrong with one of them? Then I don't have the second one to rely on anymore.
But you're supposedly healthy enough to donate.
All I need is one. Yeah, I'm not going to be able. I'm just not going to. Oh, my God. I'd love to see that, by the way. That's a great. By the way,
give it up.
That's a great plot for a TV show, right?
Yeah.
Like a plot is a woman is super sick and needs a kidney,
mm-hmm.
and her husband won't give her one.
Oh Lord!
Not because there's anything wrong. There's nothing wrong. He's in perfect health. All right.
Yeah.
But he's like, well, what if something goes wrong with one of them? I need the other one to stay alive. And then the
sounds like something on Scrubs.
Right. So then the whole thing would be, the show would be about this woman deciding to leave her husband after he wouldn't give her a kidney.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I read these stories, and it is a very sweet story, and I think it's a wonderful gift. But, I mean, who wouldn't? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, who wouldn't give someone a kidney? Like, you hear that story of George Lopez, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, he was dying, and his wife gave him a kidney. And once he got it in, and the kidney started working, everything was fine.
Uh-huh.
Well, then he dumped her. He started sleeping around. He found a young girlfriend that he told her to fuck off.
Good Lord.
I mean, I think they still get along. I mean, I don't think it's as bad as that, but he took the kidney. I mean, listen, that takes a lot to get someone to donate a kidney to you and then divorce them. That is a special kind of, you know.
Yeah.
That really is a special kind of assholeness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what Lopez did. So, but I would like to see, you know, something where someone doesn't want to give the kidney.
Stingy kidney giver.
Yeah. Like, well, I've only got two. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, but you could live with one. What if something goes wrong with that? I really don't feel good about giving you a kidney.
Oh, my.
And how angry the woman would be.
Yeah.
Because who isn't going to give their spouse? Every spouse would give their wife a kidney, right?
Right.
I don't know anybody who wouldn't give a kidney to their spouse.
Right.
And someone who wouldn't, I'd love to talk to you.
It'd be divorce day.
Well, I would think, and this is honest to God, and I feel this about my lovely wife. My wife would probably not want it.
Why?
Like she would say, I insist, I don't want your kidney. I don't ask him to give me his kidney. I can't do that. Because I just don't think she'd want it. She would secretly pine for someone else's kidney. Yeah, it's like, I really don't. He's in such bad shape. Those organs have got to be shot. I don't want his kidney.
Well, they wouldn't offer it to her if it wasn't healthy.
Yeah, I don't want his kidney. I'd rather die than have his filthy organs in my body. I'm pretty sure that's what she'd say. She'd probably take a kidney from her 80-year-old mother before she'd take one from me, you know.
Oh, no.
Can't my mom give me one? Well, your mother's 80. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's fine. She's healthier than him.
Stop.
My uncle gave one to his sister. Like when when my aunt needed a kidney transplant, my uncle mm-hmm. gave it to her.
My aunt was born with 4 kidneys.
Oh my God, really?
Mm-hmm.
She give 2 away?
They had to take 2 of them out.
Oh.
Because everything wasn't functioning properly.
Oh, it's a shame they could have transplanted them, right? You wish. No, you wish.
They weren't fully developed.
Oh. Thought she was something special, born with 4 kidneys.
Mm-mm.
That would be cool. She could have saved people's lives, you know.
Yeah, if they were healthy.
And kept marriages together.
Yeah.
Right? Keep from fighting. Giving kid. Yeah, so my uncle gave a kidney to my aunt to keep her alive a little while. She eventually died.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't shut up about it.
Oh, no.
And, like, even, like, now, years later, you know. Like, he'll be having a conversation with my cousin,
uh-huh.
his nephew, and say, yeah, so how you doing there, Greg? Oh, I'm doing fine. Yeah, you know, me, I've fallen on some hard times, you know. Because my cousin's doing really good. He's got a very lucrative career.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful home, beautiful wife, beautiful children. He's got all these things going on for him. But he does have my uncle, you know. So, Greg, is there any way you can loan me like $3,000?
Oh, God.
Well, I don't know about loaning money to. Well, you know, I'm just saying, you know, the way I look at it is it's kind of like with your mom. She was dying of kidney disease.
Oh, no.
Nobody was going to save her. But I said, Doctor, I want you to take my kidney and put it, transplant it into my sister to keep her alive.
Oh,
as a
goodness.
Generous gift for this wonderful person whose son, won't even lend me $3,000.
Oh, no.
That's what I remember the conversation going as. Yeah, so he guilt, you know. And then when my aunt died, and she did die some years later, you know, after the transplant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was, it was as if his kidney transcended into heaven.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he was like, he spoke at the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
When she came to me to ask for a kidney, I didn't even give a second thought. And by the way, I'm only partially joking when I'm telling this next story.
Yeah.
When she asked for the kidney, I didn't even think of giving it a second thought. It just seemed natural and wonderful for me to give of myself selflessly to her. I am not a selfish person, as all of you know. It was very easy for me to give my kidney to my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing there would be no return, no reward for doing so. However, now that my sister has passed and she has gone to heaven, it is nice to know there is a piece of me now in heaven,
uh-huh,
waiting for the rest of my body to one day show up where my kidneys can be reunited in the same way that I will be reunited with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That was sort of like the speech he gave, which
yeah,
was confusing as hell because I'm thinking to myself, okay, wait a minute. Does the entire body transcend to somehow go up to heaven? And the kidneys...
I don't know.
Because I'm not sure how that works. You know, I don't know how it works when you go to heaven, but somehow he's convinced his donated kidney is now in heaven.
So, oh, Lord. I thought it was your spirit that went to heaven, not your body.
Oh, it's the kidney. The kidney's in heaven. So he's somehow convinced that the kidney is in heaven with my aunt, where he will one day, I guess, go to heaven, and they'll say, we need to have surgery to his kidney back in. I am surprised when she was dying, because...
And you didn't ask for it back?
Yeah. Listen, I just... Doc, listen, I got a question. I'm here. As my sister is dying with my kidney in her.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if there's any way, right before she finally passes.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any way we could take my kidney out of her body.
Oh, no.
And put it back into mine. You know, just so I could have
kidney.
Just so I could have two again, you know. In case someone else needs it. Or if they don't, it'll just make me a little more healthier, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, I just want to say. Anyway, so there's my uncle who gave the kidney to my aunt, and his kid has never heard the end of it. In fact, what I did, I wanted, this is honest to God true.
Mm-hmm.
When my grandma passed, we were all feeling horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I, using Photoshop, made a picture where, I shouldn't be admitting this, but it is so damn funny.
Him asking for her kidney?
No. I put a picture of heaven. I made a picture of a beautiful picture of heaven.
Uh-huh.
And there was thrones.
Mm-hmm.
There was a throne with a bearded man. It was God. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's holding a giant, I don't even know what it was. It looked like a scepter, but I know it wasn't a scepter. But he's got this large stick with, you know, and he's sitting on a giant throne. He's God. And then next to him was another throne of a younger man. He's bearded and he looks majestic, you know, and that's Jesus Christ, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this little chair.
Oh, no.
There's a little chair next to Jesus. And standing on the chair, all right,
mm-hmm,
It was all cart. It was a cart cartoon drawing.
Did it have legs and arms? Oh yeah, eyes, yeah.
And arms, and arms, and legs, and little eyes, and eyes on the kidney.
Smiley face.
And it was my uncle's kidney.
Oh no!
My uncle's kidney was next to God and Jesus, and they were welcoming my grandmother to heaven.
Oh.
Of which I know. Which I know is so offensive. But it was really sad when my grandma died, and I needed something to cheer up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I made this picture. I was so embarrassed of it, I, you know, I think I got rid of it, but.
Hopefully.
I sent it to my cousin, Greg.
Yeah.
Buddha, you know.
Yeah.
I sent it to him in hopes that he saw it and got a kick out of it, you know.
Yeah.
But because, and the kidney was talking, saying, "Welcome to heaven. I, Pontius Kidney, will show you around." You know what I mean? He's like, but he had moved up the ladder of heavenly people up to like third in line. And it was like, "Welcome to Pontius," because my uncle's name is Ponch, you know. "Welcome to Pontius heaven," you know.
Yeah.
"I'm Pontius Kidney." And it was this cartoon that I drew and made with Photoshop, and it was probably the most creative thing I've done in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But no one saw it but my cousin Greg and the two of us. Dude, the two of us cracked up at the thought of his kidney being in heaven and somehow being in a position of power.
That's funny.
Anyway, I look at the time, and it is it's 10:20, so we should probably wrap this thing up. Nikki.
Wrap it up.
I want to thank you. I'm so glad you're back.
I love these headphones and microphone. It's kind of nice.
Well, you sound great. You really do sound great.
Good.
I'm sorry I spent the first part of the show complaining.
Yes, and me too.
And I thought you were apologizing for me.
No, my beginning of the show.
I realize you're apologizing for yourself. But I certainly did enjoy telling the story of my uncle and his kid.
Yes, I know you did.
Which I probably shouldn't.
Oh, well.
But it was still funny as hell.
I'm sure the kidney's not angry.
Yes. Tomorrow, I just noticed that Michael put up a story on my timeline about another great stabbing that we will have to read tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, more stories tomorrow. Listen, I want to thank you for listening, everybody. We're out of here for today. Podcast will be up in just a little bit. We are the Morning Disaster. Thank you for listening. We'll start the replay in a moment. Oh, by the way, We did a yesterday. We did the replay of the original show,
mm-hmm.
But then I also put in replays of a classic show from January 9th.
Okay.
Today on streamingmorningdisaster.net, I will put up a classic show from around January 10th.
So there you go.
Just to let anyone out there that listens to the stream, you won't mm-hmm. just have to hear the same episode over and over and over again. You're going to hear some episode. You'll hear today's episode, and then you'll hear like a classic episode. And I don't know what year it's going to be from because I've been dubbing things, so I do know there's some in there. But you will hear a classic episode from January 10th or whatever of a past year.
Some mystery year.
Yes, absolutely.
Stay tuned.
Nikki, good job today.
And good job, Ray.
Everybody else, we'll talk to you later. It is the Morning Disaster Podcast.
Bye.